Cameron McKenzie sat on his bed and looked at his new school clothes. With his red hair, the red jacket looked terrible. It wasn't fair. Today was his first day at an English school. England. His friend Ian was always telling jokes about the English, and now he was living there. He didn't know anything about the move to England a month ago. Then one day his mother said, "Shauna, Cameron, we've got some news." She smiled. "Your dad's got a new job in Manchester." His sister Shauna said excitedly, "Manchester, fantastic. It's got some really cool clubs." His mum laughed. "But I don't want to leave Scotland," Cameron said. "Please try to understand, love. It's important for your dad." And 3 weeks later, they moved. Cameron really didn't want to start school in year 10. "They've all been there for 3 years, so they've already made friends," he thought. "I bet it's horrible. Not like Scotland. And the school's probably got a terrible football team." Cameron loved football. He was very short for his age. But in football, that wasn't important. Secretly, he planned to play for his favourite team, Celtic, one day. He kicked his school bag. No friends, no football, and a stupid English school. Cameron walked into the kitchen. Shauna smiled at him. "Hey, big brother, don't worry. It'll be okay." "I'll be in the car," he said. Shauna was only trying to help. He knew that. But he didn't want to talk to her. "It's okay for Shauna," he thought. "She loves meeting new people and doing new things. She'll soon make some English friends." Cameron's mum drove them to their new school, Didsbury Manor. "Enjoy your day," she said. They got out of the car and walked into school. Cameron was behind a tall, good-looking boy and pretty blonde girl when they suddenly stopped. Cameron crashed into the boy. "Hey, you, be careful," the boy said angrily.
But it was an accident,"
Cameron started to say, but the boy wasn't listening. He turned to his girlfriend and said something. They both looked at Cameron and laughed.
"Forget it, Cam," Shauna said. "See you later."
Cameron finally found his classroom. There was a group of about 10 students in the centre of the room. The good-looking boy and his girlfriend were in the group. They were all talking and laughing loudly together. "Hi, Alan."
"Wow, you're really brown."
"Yeah, we went to Ibiza. It was fantastic. We went to a different club every night. The clubs are, like, really cool. Anyway, I met this Spanish boy. It was great fun. What about you?"
"Jack, how are things?"
"You've got a piercing.
That's so cool."
"Hey, Justin, how was Florida?"
"Florida? It was okay, I guess."
Cameron looked at the group of students. They all seemed happy and popular. He wanted to be more like them. "I bet they have a lot of fun. I'd love to be friends with them," he thought. Some of the other students were looking at the group too. Others sat in pairs and talked quietly. Suddenly he heard a voice behind him.
"Hi there. Good holiday?"
"I went walking in the mountains with some friends."
But the boy wasn't talking to him. He was talking to one of the girls in the group. The group stopped talking and they all looked at Cameron.
"Matt, hello. Yeah, good. And you?"
"I bet you didn't go walking in the mountains," Ellen said. She smiled at Matt.
Just then, a teacher walked in.
"Right, everyone, sit down. I'm Mr. Grant and I'm your class teacher this year." He stopped.
"Jack Sullivan, is that a piercing?"
"Take it out. This is a classroom, not a fashion magazine. You can't wear piercings here. You know that."
The class laughed.
"Now, we have a new student this year, Cameron McKenzie. Cameron's just moved here from Scotland."
Cameron didn't hear the rest. Everyone was looking at him and his face was going red. He looked down at the desk while Mr. Grant told them about their lessons for the year.
"Right, time for lunch. Don't forget that homework for Friday," the French teacher said.
Everyone started to leave the classroom. Cameron looked up. Two boys were looking at him.
He remembered their names, Justin and Matt.
Where do we go for lunch? He asked.
Are you from Scotland, then? Matt said.
Aye, from St. Andrews.
Aye, from St. Andrews,
Justin said. It's I am, you know. I am from St. Andrews. Does no one teach you to speak correctly in Scotland, then?
No, not I. I. E-Y-E. It means yes,
Cameron said.
Aye, aye,
Justin and Matt said a few times. They laughed and then walked out.
Cameron put his books in his bag and slowly followed them. They were probably going to lunch. He was right. He got some food and sat down at an empty table. Two girls and a boy sat down at the other end of the table. Justin and Matt were sitting at the next table with a few other students. Suddenly, Justin said loudly,
Cameron's a girl's name, you know. Like that one in the films, Cameron Diaz.
Matt and Justin both laughed.
But she's much better looking, and she's taller.
They laughed again. Cameron finished eating. For the rest of the lunch hour, he read a sports magazine. There was a story about his old football team.
The under-15s football team from Barton Secondary School in St. Andrews have won the Scottish Schools Cup. We spoke to Barton sports teacher John Ward.
We have some great players in this team, he said.
The captain, Cameron McKenzie, and goalkeeper, Andrew Burns, will probably be in the Edinburgh under-18s team next year.
That's impossible now, Cameron thought unhappily. The afternoon classes seemed really long, but finally the last lesson finished.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you later.
For me tonight then. Bye.
Everyone was talking to someone, except Cameron. He put his things in his bag and walked out. Shona was waiting from outside. She was in the centre of a group of students and they were all laughing.
Here, Cam, she said. The English are good fun.
Everyone laughed, except Cameron. I want to be back in Scotland, he thought.